tell you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Why are you looking like that, man?
Because it's Wednesday, man. Happy to be alive. God is good, okay?
You seem really happy.
The hell is you talking about? Why shouldn't we be? We breathing.
You weirding me out over there.
We are breathing, okay?
You did like the Thriller laugh.
I know, right?
People are going through it right now in these streets, okay? Anything can happen. People got herpes. ICE is knocking at people's door, taking people's mamas away.
The Migos knocking out Sean Kingston.
Is that real?
Yes.
Oh, Donald Trump gonna build that wall for real. Amigos is out here jumping people now. Amigos is out here jumping American citizens. Donald Trump gonna build that wall for real, for real.
Chris Brown had some drama yesterday.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot going on.
Chris Brown ain't had no drama. Chris Brown just need to relax, okay? And if he needs help, he needs to go get help. Period. All right? And people need to stop making excuses for Chris Brown.
Well, okay. We'll get into it.
Yeah, I guess you got to tell the people what's going on. I guess we'll do that in the rumors. There's a lot going on.
No, we definitely do that in the rumors. But it was a lot yesterday on social media. A lot of videos posted. People responding to different things. Things you never would have expected to happen happening.
Where's the video of the Migos jumping Sean Kingston? I ain't see that this morning. That wasn't all through my timeline.
That's no video. They had
it never happened.
They had video of them earlier being cool and being friends, but there's no video. I didn't see any video of them.
It was a shot fired.
Oh, man. See, they always do that. They play with the fat kid, laugh with him, joke with him, and then jump him later on. Well, why do they do that to people? You shouldn't. You're always treating the chubby kid in the hood wrong.
Yeah. But allegedly, Sean Kingston's man fired a shot.
In the air.
No, he's still kind of big.
He shot at somebody?
He shot in the air.
Where y'all getting this from, man? Where? Cite your sources,
TMZ.
Damn it. Oh, okay.
TMZ.
I guess it's right then.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, you beat me up. Please get him off me. Right. Shoot in the air. Just get him off me. Let me
listen,
get home.
Listen, man, I tell y'all all the time, I don't talk to N-words after 5 p.m.
Leave him alone.
And N-words don't just mean black people. N-words of all colors, okay? What you're describing to me right now is some serious N-word activity.
I think that was before 5, though.
It was before 5?
I think so.
What coast was they on? I heard it was in Vegas. Okay, all right.
Yeah, they were in
go.
Vegas, and it was at the Agenda trade show. That happens during the day.
A transgender trade show?
We went to Agenda here in New York.
It's what the hell is a transgender trade show?
It's called Agenda.
Agenda.
Oh, Agenda. I'm like, what the hell is going on out here?
Guys!
Oh, kind of stuff I don't know nothing about.
Oh, my goodness.
It's where people go to sell their clothes to different stores.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
Buyers.
Go to sell,
okay.
Yeah,
like the magic convention back
there.
There
you go.
All right.
Exactly what it is.
It's called Agenda.
Come on, man. I'm on that cusp.
All right. Now, Wood Harris
old school. Still kind of
stop
new,
it.
I guess.
Wood Harris will be joining us this morning.
Yes.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Wood Harris. Plays Ace and Paid in Full.
Avon Barksdale in The Wire.
Avon Barksdale in The Wire. Brooke from New Edition. He's just
he's and on now the he's on The Breaks, which
the
just
breaks
premiered
now.
On
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, he had a
was it
long,
Monday? Yeah,
long
Monday.
Career.
He got a sneaky rap career. Sneaky rap career.
Sneaky rap career.
He got a sneaky rap career. I remember him freestyling for me back in the day and me telling him he was whack.
Well, maybe
he
right.
did tell me that. He was like, yeah, I met Charlamagne a long time ago with
like
Wendy
10 years
Williams.
Ago. I used to work on Wendy, yep.
He did tell me that. He ran
he
into
kicked
you
a freestyle, and I'm like, nah, buddy.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't stick with rap and started acting.
He still raps.
He still got a sneaky rap career with Harris?
He still raps. We'll ask him about it, though.
We're not going to ask him to freestyle, though.
That's what you going to do this morning?
No, we're not.
No.
We need to ask him to freestyle.
All right, front page news, what are we talking about?
Let's talk about some new words that were added to the dictionary. Also, we'll talk about Popeyes. I know you guys love Popeyes.
Come on now, Popeyes chicken and N-word cookies. See, I'm doing better, affiliates. I'm trying not to say the N-word for y'all.
You said it yesterday.
I did.
And shout out to my girl Valerie, who's listening right now in the car. It's one of my best friends.
What up, Val?
Valerie from Hampton?
Mm-hmm.
Hampton University,
HU. Oh, gosh.
All right, front page news when we come back. And also, tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed and highly favored, call us up right now, 800-585-1051. Let's spread some positivity. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. Magic Johnson. He has a new position with the Lakers. You know the position?
What's his position?
I thought you knew. He's a president of basketball operations for the Lakers.
Drop
now.
One of Clue's bombs for Magic Johnson, damn it.
I know they said he's bringing Kobe in to help, supposedly, allegedly.
I ain't hear that one. But that's black privilege at its finest right there, okay?
Yeah, they said allegedly he's going to try to bring Kobe into work. And that's what the Knicks should try to do.
No.
Mark Jackson in.
Why? They already did that. They tried that. They got a former player running their head of basketball operations now. Phil Jackson used to play for the freaking New York Knicks back in the day.
That
okay?
was too far back.
All right? Magic
that
Johnson.
That was too far back. That's when the triangle offense worked.
Listen.
I'm talking Mark Jackson. No. You're bringing Patrick Ewing.
No.
Yes. You bring in Charles Oakley.
This is what I don't like what you're
doing.
Some
muscle.
Right now. This is what I don't like, Richard.
Well, I've been saying this before they brought Magic.
But these guys aren't on the level of Magic Johnson. On note, let's just be clear about that. Magic Johnson has proven himself to be a great businessman. He's been playing one-on-one against HIV for decades and busting HIV's ass.
Right.
That is the man whose mind is so strong and he has such a will to win that you want running to be the president of your basketball operations. And everybody you just named does not have the respect among NBA players like Magic Johnson does. And
no, of course not. Nobody does. He's one of the greatest. But Patrick Ewing is pretty close.
No, he's not pretty close.
Patrick Ewing is up there as one of the greatest. Yes, he is.
Not when it comes to Magic Johnson.
I didn't say he's on the same level. I didn't say he's on the same level, but I said he's in that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No,
well, they're looking for a new general manager as well to work with Magic Johnson. So
yeah, because they got rid of Mitch Kupchak, whatever. Because they dropped one of Clue's bombs for Magic Johnson again. There was a couple stories that inspired me yesterday between Magic Johnson becoming president of basketball operations for the Lakers and Jay-Z starting his own capital venture.
Yes, venture capital.
Woo! Black privilege at its finest, damn it.
Now let's talk about Burger King.
Burger King, yes. Burger King's parent company, Restaurant Brands International, purchased Popeyes for $1.8 billion. They also own Tim Hortons. So what they're saying is they want to try to challenge Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, Kentucky Fried Chicken has 18,000-plus stores worldwide. Popeyes only has 2,600.
Let me tell you something, man. First of all, salute to Popeyes chicken and N-word cookies. That's what I call biscuits, all right? There's no better biscuit on the market than
Everybody
Popeyes.
Everybody loves biscuits, man. Everybody.
Yeah, but Popeyes biscuits is
Popeyes
different.
Popeyes is one of the best. Yeah,
Popeyes
absolutely.
Biscuits is different, bro. You get you some honey, that's an N-word cookie. That ain't just no regular biscuit. KFC got biscuits, Church has got biscuits, Popeye's got N-word cookies.
Now let's talk about these new words added to the Webster's Dictionary.
Yes, a lot of words that people have been using, a lot of phrases. NSFW was added to the dictionary.
What's that mean?
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work, okay.
Shade, you know what that is.
Yes, I do.
Truther.
What? Truther.
First world problem. Binge watch and ghosting.
Why did they say
there's a thousand new words, about 1,000 new words added.
But those is multiple words. Those is phrases.
Yeah, some of them are phrases, but they added them to the dictionary still. So what's ghosting? I never heard of that.
Ghosting is when you, like, say you and a dude is, like, kicking it, like, you know, y'all been kicking it heavy for, like, a week or two, and then he just goes ghost on you.
Oh.
Stops answering your phone calls.
You gonna believe
Sorry,
him?
Charlamagne.
Stop answering your phone
you
calls.
Gonna believe him?
That's the truth.
I thought ghost was when you drive your car and you get out and let your car drive on
that's
its own.
That's ghost ride.
Man, shut your ass up.
Oh, that's ghost. Ghosting
is when, you
ghost
know.
Ghost to whip.
He went ghost.
He went ghost on you. That's exactly what
oh,
it
I
is.
Thought, isn't ghost from that, from Power?
I bet you some of these words you won't know.
Like what?
Okay. Prosopagnosia.
Never heard of it. That's sound like syrup. Cody. No,
that's a pimple when you have a pimple.
What? No, that's the inability to recognize faces. And conlang. Does anybody know what conlang is?
Why do I have to use that big ass word when I can't recognize somebody's
face? That means
face?
A made up language. Conlang.
Why can't I just say he lying when it comes to the made up language? Why can't I just say
prosopagnosia?
What is that?
The inability to recognize faces. Like, I know your name, but I got prosopagnosia. I don't be recognizing your face.
Prosopagnosia sounds like I need to wear a condom.
That's if you don't recognize their face.
That sounds like something crazy.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell like them why you're waffle. Mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now.
Maybe somebody went ghost on you.
Yeah. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth, all right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Ashley, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad at Charlamagne.
That's nothing new.
Why? Why are you mad at him?
Charlamagne, this is Ashley Ray from Charleston, South Carolina. I text you, my nigga, to get me down with Angela so I can do her makeup for CIAA. You ain't never hit me back. What's up with that?
What's up with that? You don't put nobody off of South Carolina? You tell her, girl.
First of all, nobody text me about doing Angela makeup.
I'm Nitra, Donitra's friend, Ashley, this six-footer, and I text you
about it.
I didn't get it. I'm a professional artist. Makeup artist in Charleston, South Carolina. I'll be in CIAA. I wanted to do her makeup.
Ashley.
Free of charge. I just want the opportunity. That's
Ashley.
It. I just want to do Angela's makeup. That's
it. Yeah, why don't you let her do the
Ashley,
Angela's
you text
makeup.
Me and ask me about a book.
And I text you again, Charlamagne. I text you again.
Oh, mm-hmm. You did.
Why?
See that? Yes.
Ashley, we're going to get some information, and we'll have Paris reach out to you.
Yeah, Ashley, DM
yes.
Angela.
And
right
I bought
now.
Your book, Charlamagne. I got your book. I supported you. I got your book.
I appreciate that, baby.
You, and you didn't just slide
it's my homie. Look, this my
Ashley,
homie.
You still could get a refund.
Ashley's the homie.
Yes, I love all you guys. I love Charlamagne. Angela, I'll be down there Saturday, Sunday. I know you got two parties, so...
All right.
I got you, girl.
And thank you, Ashley.
And I'm bomb.
You can beat her face. That's right.
I'm going to pass her contact right now.
Whoa, don't say that. We have a story coming up.
Thank you,
don't they call it beat your face?
I don't think you should say
beat. By the way, Ashley will beat your ass, okay?
I didn't say beat my ass. She said she's a six-footer.
Ashley about 6 feet.
And we talk about beating my face in.
Yeah.
Beat my face.
I said beat your face in. I said beat your face.
No, you got to say it like, you got to say your face looks beat. Oh. You want your face beat?
Envy, it just sound crazy what you saying that just now.
Hey, leave the gay stuff to me.
All right. How you say it, Charlamagne?
You just said it so wrong. Envy sounded like he was about to whoop my ass.
I'll leave the gay stuff to Charlamagne.
Angela, I'm going to beat your face. It just don't sound right. Don't
you
say
want
that
her
again.
Face beat?
Okay, there you go. You do it so natural. It's so natural for you. Hello, who's this?
Jasmine
beating
from LA.
Hey, Jasmine, why are you mad this morning? You sound pissed.
Uh-oh. I'm mad because, well, first of all, I'm up. But second of all, I'm tired of these dudes playing all these games. Like, uh-oh. I feel like if I like you and you like me, why do we got to play games with each other? Like, why can't we just, like each other?
You tired of guys going ghost on you?
That's not what's happening.
What's happening?
They just, like, I mean, they like me and I like them and, you know, they want to hang out or whatever. And then, like, they kind of, like, want to play games. Like, they want me to chase them. Like, I'm about to chase you.
How old
okay,
are you?
And they don't want to put a label on it.
I'm 27.
Okay.
You got to stop letting dudes hit so fast. Once they hit, they ain't got no use for you.
I have not had sex in a while, Charlamagne, so don't even try.
What you call a while? A week?
September.
I'm focused on me.
I'm focusing on me.
There we go, girl. Focus
on you. What did you do
Valentine's
Day, mama?
Get on Twitter and put self-love all day.
I had a Valentine.
Huh?
I had a Valentine, actually.
Your dad?
No.
What you did? Sit around and play Kendrick Lamar? I love myself.
No, I cooked for my friend. We made food, and it was fun.
Did you have sex?
Nope.
No.
That's why you're single now. How you going to call that man over on Valentine's Day, cook for him, and not have sex with him?
Well, maybe it's the guys that you like.
I mean, it could be that, but
if this keeps
like
on happening over and over again, you might need to give somebody different a chance.
What's your Instagram, boo?
She's gone.
Stop dating these thugs.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
You just got robbed?
Yeah, man, I just got robbed, man, on WorldStar, man.
What?
What happened?
y'all had a cameo up there, too. Jay Black Ain't No Love, Body Count Records.
Oh, he said he kept calling here for a reason.
Oh, so you're telling me that you got a video on WorldStar is what you're telling us?
Yeah, and it got robbed. No, I mean, it didn't get the views that I thought it was going to get.
Maybe it's just trash.
With the way. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'll say your wife is trash.
I'm gonna give you some good advice. The name of your label is Body Count Records. It's 2017.
That's because we're body and everything, including radio.
Nobody wants to hear that, bro. That's corny. That's like
including web series.
Like those days are done, bro. That gangster hood thug thing.
It's a thug.
It's a
wrap. Wow.
All right. Tell them why you're mad. Matter of fact, tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, blessings on blessings on blessings, you want some positivity in this world, call us up right now, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Tanisha.
Hey, Tanisha, you feel blessed this morning?
I do.
Tell us why.
I'm blessed because 3 years ago I survived cancer.
Hey.
And
In December, my son got a kidney transplant.
Wow.
My family loves me. I woke up this morning.
God is good. God is good. God is everything.
That is a blessing.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Barry Johnson. Good morning.
Barry Johnson. You feeling blessed this morning, bro?
Yeah, man, I am feeling blessed. I'm able to work full-time as a visual artist, and I recently just dropped a book.
Okay.
What's the name of the book, sir?
It's a children's book. It's called Oh, What Wonderful Hair. It's about hair positivity. Get a chance to make my work my daughter's hair every morning, and after a while, just thought it would be cool to be able to drop a book. I'd love for you guys to take a look at it or send you some copies.
Okay, send it up here. And I commend you for doing your daughter's hair. I try to do my daughter's hair. It's not happening with me. I couldn't figure it out.
I can't even do my own hair.
Yeah, it's a crazy routine. But, you know, after a while, we got it. And I'd love everyone to take a look at it. It's called Oh, What Wonderful Hair. And
we definitely want to see a picture of your daughter's hair.
Do you talk about how you burn your daughter with the hot comb and how a young black girl is not officially a young black woman until she gets burned with the hot comb?
Yo, she's only former, man, so we have not put a hot comb anywhere close to her hair, man.
So you know how to braid, or you just do a bun, or what do you do?
Everything. So in the book, like, we make a different name for different hairstyles, but we put her hair in a bun. We'll say we put it in a pineapple, or if we're spraying it in a curly, we say she's got curly fries, or if we braid it, we'll say that she's got snakes in her hair, all sorts of things.
So you could do cornrows and everything.
I'm working on it, trying.
There you go.
He's like, slow down. Can you do a fishtail?
Just know the sequel to the book is when a woman's rite of passage, when she gets to another level of being a woman after being burnt with the hot comb.
I don't know that they still use hot combs.
Hello, who's this?
Still use hot combs. Yo, what's up? This is your boy Deflock from Columbus, Ohio.
You feeling blessed this morning, bro?
Man, I'm feeling blessed.
Tell us why.
Man, a couple weeks ago, I had pneumonia in my lung, and I went to the doctor. They didn't find nothing. They said that it was a little hint of pneumonia. They gave me some antibiotics to clear it up. Also, I'm an independent artist from Ohio, and my album just came out and is doing numbers. Bill Money, too.
Okay. What kind of numbers is it doing?
Don't you hate on that, man.
Hey, look, independently, Charlamagne, I already know, don't go there, but look, I just sold 5,000 copies.
There you go. Money.
How
much you selling them for?
I'm selling them for any donation, whatever people can give.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
So you walk up to people and say, here, I have a CD for you, and then you ask for a donation.
Absolutely.
I ain't mad at you.
Keep hustling, bro.
All right, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, tell them why you're blessed. Blessings on blessings on blessings. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, I mean, I don't know where to start. Let's discuss this Migos versus Sean Kingston situation and break it down.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rice and Tillerwood Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into the Migos. Sean Kingston in the rumors.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, the police are looking to question the Migos. Not that they want to arrest them. They just want to question them. And this is all because of an altercation that happened with Sean Kingston and the Migos, reportedly at the Agenda trade show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. How they know the Migos did it? Sean Kingston snitching?
Well, a lot of people were on Twitter talking about what happened. Now, what they are saying is that Sean Kingston actually ran up on the Migos. They had a heated word exchange.
My beef patty.
Not about Soulja Boy, he said, right?
It was about Soulja Boy.
Sean Kingston,
allegedly, supposedly.
You deserve to get your ass beat if you defend the Soulja Boy.
Now, amazingly enough, back in December, Young Thug warned Sean Kingston not to get involved in this beef between the Migos and Soulja Boy.
Hey, man, PSA. That shit with Soulja Boy and Quavo the Migos, let that shit be with them. Sean Kingston, relax. Because we ain't going to do too much playing, man. So relax. Stay out of that. And I ain't telling you number one time.
He just said that out of the blue?
It was in December, I guess.
He just said that out the blue.
I don't know if it was out the blue. There must be things happening behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Yeah, he riding for his man. And didn't Sean Kingston come to the defense of Soulja Boy on social media back then, too?
Yeah, that's his boy. So. Yeah.
So Thug riding for his guys.
Well, Sean Kingston's riding for his guy.
Sean Kingston sounds like he's on the wrong team. That's what it sounds like.
Well, apparently somebody also fired a gunshot. They said somebody from Sean Kingston's camp fired a gun in the air just to try to get them off of him.
Bummer clot.
Shut up.
I don't know if
they're Jamaican.
I don't know if they said it like that. How do you know the gunman was Jamaican, man?
I don't know.
Now, I want to see if you guys have an issue with this.
No, we can't speed by this. There's no video.
No, there's no video.
There's video of Sean Kingston dapping up the Migos, them being cool before all this went down.
They were cool at first, and then I guess
it's 2017, and you telling me the Migos with the hottest song in the country jump Sean Kingston, and there's no video? I don't believe this story.
Some video got to be coming up soon.
This is an alternative fact. I don't believe this story.
Well, maybe it just happened, so maybe this will all surface at a later time.
Well, Sean Kingston did post a video after, and he didn't have
any. He tried to show that he didn't have any
bumps
marks
or bruises on
him,
his
right.
face, yeah.
But his mom did say he got jumped.
Oh, damn it, man.
What?
Mom, stay off social media, Mom. Damn.
All right, now let's discuss Black Boy Joy. Okay. Now, this was a hashtag that was actually
Black
coined
Boy
by
Joy.
Chance the Rapper last year.
Okay.
And BT posted, there was a lot of hashtag Black Boy Joy at the ABFF Honors to witness the magic. Tune in on Wednesday. All right. That's the American Black Film Festival. Now, Ja Rule had an issue with that. He said, who's behind this Black Boy Joy hashtag?
Yeah, I've been wondering. I was wondering what Ja Rule thought about this. I really was.
Not cool, very demeaning. You don't call a black man a boy. Please stop that. It goes all the way back to slavery and segregation. You don't call any man a boy. It's disrespectful, but takes on a whole different meaning for black men.
He's right,
BET
though.
BET should know better.
He is right.
And then Tank responded.
Who?
Tank.
Tank as in Tank, this R&B singer?
Yes.
Okay.
Tank as
oh,
in
Tank.
Tank.
Oh, Tank.
Tank. All right.
I thought you were saying Tank.
I thought you said Tank, too.
No, Tank.
Okay.
He responded, when one black man tears down another black man for simply doing things a little different than what he would, that creates a divide. Here you are, supposed to be a positive reinforcement to all young black men injecting positivity into our community, and you're hating it. These young men have done nothing but shine a light on black excellence. How in God's name can you find something wrong with that? It's not like you've been a beacon of hope for our community.
Damn, Tank.
Good Lord, Tank.
First of all, let's be clear about one thing. Let's just be clear about one thing. Every hashtag's not going to work. I don't care how much alliteration is in it. I don't care how much it rhymes. Let the black women have black girl magic. We don't need a black boy joy.
Black girl magic and black boy joy.
It sounds silly. It does. Black boy joy. And Ja Rule is right. Boy, what Michael said on Good Times, boy is a white racist word. It's a word that's demeaning to black men. He used to call us boy. So, yes, I understand what Ja Rule is saying, but let's just forget about all that.
Don't use
just
the N-word either.
You're right, but let's just forget about that and just say the hashtag is whack. Black boy joy.
Yeah, that
let black women have black girl magic.
Yeah, black boy joy. Black boy joy is nothing.
That ain't nothing I want to get a part of. Mm. I don't need that hashtag.
Mm-mm. Well, sorry y'all aren't celebrating your black boy joy in here this
morning. I'm a black man, period. I mean, black boy joy, that's not my thing. That sounds kind of silly. But if it works for, who is that?
Chance the Rapper.
If it works for Chance, let Chance rock out with it.
And BET posted it.
Okay. Listen, if it works for Chance, let him rock out with it. You know, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, me neither.
Black boy joy. Black boy
joy. Sound crazy.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Wood Harris will be joining us, of course.
More Black Boy Joy.
Of course, you know him from the
Blackwood Good.
He was also the.
That's what that sounds like. Blackwood Good.
Blackwood
Hashtag
good.
Blackwood Good.
My goodness. He's also New Edition's manager in the New Edition biopic.
That's the problem with people. We think that anything that rhymes sounds good. If it can rhyme, it's a good thing. Black Boy Joy. Blackwood Good.
Blackwood Wood.
If the glove don't fit, you must quit.
Everything's not a rhyme.
That's everything not a rhyme, and everything that rhyme don't sound good.
It's the way you're saying it too, Charlamagne.
Black boy joy. Hey, Jerry Sandusky be like, bring me some of that little black boy joy.
All right.
Jerry Sandusky, we got some new black boy joy coming this semester.
Right. We'll be back. We're always black. We're not whack.
Oh!
Breakfast Club, good morning. We know how to. That was Chris Brown with Party. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Wood Harris.
What up, Breakfast Club?
Now, you played some legendary roles, Avon Barksdale, Ace, and Paid in Full. What character is most like you? Because when you walked in the room, I felt the energy of Ace. I'm not going to lie.
That's probably kind of it. I'm trying to separate myself from the characters when you're doing the role. You know what I'm saying? You're really committing to being involved with yourself just imaginatively. You're not really trying to give up any of you, in a sense.
Right.
You're really just trying to use your imagination as best you can. Because acting is really just living, you know, truthfully in the imaginary circumstance. So how well you work with your imagination is going to lend to the character that you are. And I played a lot of real people, you know. So Ace, Avon, those are real people. Hendrix is real. Julius, Remember the Titans. And, mm-hmm. So my learning throughout the process has been from that, you know, a lot of real people, which means you go into the different research process, and then you're trying to really find how to separate yourself from Wood Harris, from me. So that's really the hard part. You commit to it, and you really don't break commitment of it, and you stay imaginatively artistic with it. That's kind of how I am about it. And once it's done, I'm just kind of done with it.
Is it really that easy?
I didn't say it was easy, but now it's easy. You know, it would be easier if, you know, well, people love the characters, but if they, you know, I guess it can't work both ways. If people didn't love the characters, I wouldn't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing about it keeps it there for me, too.
I feel like it'd be hard to detox from the Avon Boxdale character. Like, just to get it all out of
your system.
That
was also very long, ongoing for years and years and years of playing that character on The Wire also.
That was an easier character. You know, I'm from Chicago. You know, I could relate to urban settings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, that's just me. So Avon and Ace, I can relate to as a man, you know, just growing up in Chicago.
Well, let's talk about who Wood Harris is as a person and growing up in Chicago.
Hmm.
Because I did read that you at one point didn't want to be a rapper. You used to rap.
I am a rapper. I told Charlamagne this a long time ago.
Yeah, when he was on Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
He spit a freestyle.
Actually, I got my stuff coming out. Actually, I was in the studio the other day with Dr. Dre.
Why?
With Dr. Dre. Why? Because I'm...
Were you really?
I wanted to, maybe.
That's crazy. You know how hard
it is.
Well,
I went there to meet with him to talk about some other things. Like, and why in that sense was it happened organically like that?
Got you.
I'm kind of a studio rat. You know?
Also, Dre wanted to do like a movie or TV or something?
No, he has television already. And a good friend of mine I grew up with is producing his show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over there just to sort of see what it was. He was curious about my take and just talking to him about acting in general.
And you still a real nigga. You're like, man, what's up with them beats?
So with the beats. So the studio, we did the song FSX. I got this thing, FSX. I'm going to slide it to y'all and get y'all's beautiful or ugly opinion.
Listen, that's interesting. So what if you didn't like the beat that Dr. Dre put on and can you be like, next? No, I don't like that one. Next.
You got to. I ain't do that. But you know, I told Dr. Dre, my birthday is the same as Eminem's, right? Uh-huh. So I told him that, and he's kind of a interesting guy, you know, and he played off of that, how he was sort of around me.
Did he play one beat, or did he give you something?
No, we went
to
a bunch of beats.
Wow.
Bunch of beats, yeah. But, I mean, he got probably, like, you know what I'm saying? A vault of beats.
I'm not mad at that at all. Now, we just recently saw you in the New Edition movie series that was on Beats.
Playing Brooke.
And we met Brooke. Actually, Brooke came up here in real life. And I was like, wow, I really see, like, you really bought his character.
Yeah,
even Brooke, meeting him, I'm like, Brooke. Okay, I see you acted just like how he acted when he was up here.
Yeah. I love Brooke. And that was so special, man. Those kids. Just love working with those kids. And they say it's hard to work with kids and animals, but that ain't true. You know, those kids are just... they're perfect people. And the older actors, too. I truly love the people sometimes I'm working with. You know, like, I love the guys, you know what I mean? Like a teammate who loves the players on the team type. You know, so I really love those actors and that. And Idris and Mike and Hassan, I love those dudes.
And Mac Wiles, because now he's
Mac,
on the breaks with you.
Yeah, my whole cast on the breaks.
What research did you do to play Brooke? Did you shadow him?
Brooke was a producer there, and yes, I was with him the whole time. I did have to do research. I wasn't really aware of all the things he had done. So, you know, my research was right there with him. Also with Payton Full was like that. I was with Ace,
mm-hmm.
AZ, actually,
mm-hmm.
like the whole time. He was instrumental in me getting that role in Payton Full. He was kind of the last step. Flew me out here from L.A., met with him in a restaurant, told me a story that's in the movie, and the Alpo story. And then... a week later, we were shooting, and I was really like, I love this. I gotta really can't do a disservice to this real-life person who, that's the same with Brooke.
Or,
like, you get a role, you don't want to do a disservice to somebody standing across from you, you know? So you're just like, I gotta nail this, you know? You really just put it on your back, I guess.
One of my favorite scenes from Payton Full is when you walk in the house, and Regina Hall tells you she's crying. So you think it's the little boy that's dead, but it's actually Mitch.
Yeah.
And just your reaction... it was just real, but it was just, you were just like, you put your hands on your hip.
Yeah. Like, stuff like that is not scripted, but if that's why you got to be committed so you can find, like, really, you just want to find the moments. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you guys are going to get asked to do all kinds of stuff. Y'all can call me if y'all need some advice. But I'm sure y'all already do. And just find every moment, moment by moment. Just be, you know, just, y'all get, when you're in front of the camera and action happens, just be there and be as great as you can. Just be moment for moment, though.
Was that in the script? Because you started shadow boxing.
No, that's none of that's in the script. The that's what I mean. None of that's in the script. You got to be like alive for the role, like, and you almost. I don't know if I would have reacted like that, but me would. But I could see him being like that, you know, because there's no words. So there's no words there.
Nice. Just, yeah.
It's just Ace cries.
Wow.
Just says Ace cries, yeah.
How do you choose your roles? Because I'm sure you get a lot of offers to do different things, but you've made some pretty great choices. You can't even anticipate. Like, I know with The Wire, nobody even knew how big.
None of them can be anticipated, really. I get, you know, you really can't. I choose roles based on diversifying myself now, because I think I don't want you to see me play the bad guy too much. You'll just see me like that so much that it would be difficult for me to shape my career the way I want to. So over the last few years, I've been trying to just measure diversity in characters. So if it's something I've done already more than once and twice and I can't figure out how to make it feel new, probably not going to do it.
Mm. I could be bugging, but I feel like The Breaks is the first time you've been a TV regular since The Wire, right?
It is. It is. Yeah, it is.
Why did you chose The Breaks?
Well, it's hip-hop, and y'all know I love hip-hop. It's New York, and it's the people from The Wire. Lots of the behind-the-camera people are from The Wire, like Seth Man and Mac and lots of the crew and stuff. So I felt like the quality of it would be a certain way, you know what I'm saying? And I love the 90s, and New York in the 90s is so special, that era of music, 1990, not the 90s, like right there. And the smoke of the 80s is clearing, and it's 1990, and it's still really the 80s. It's not fully the 90s yet. And, you know, people didn't know what was going to happen in the industry, in the hip-hop industry. And I just love how the fledgling moguls, they moguls now, but those were guys who were just trying to make it.
Diddy, Jay.
Yeah, and they weren't what they are now, just like Tupac
Dr. Dre, all those other guys.
Yeah, they were more like us, driven differently, driven like everybody else. Now they're moguls and they have different drives. The purposes are different for how they get up in the morning and move and all that kind of stuff. I like this character because he's able to be old school Russell Simmons. You know what I mean? And
a lot of coke, a lot of women.
It kind of like that. A little bit rock and roll, you know what I'm saying?
All right, we got more with Woody Harris when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Know him from The Wire. You might know him from Breaks, and he just played Brooke from the New Edition movie. We got Wood Harris in the building. Yee.
What do you watch? What does Wood Harris watch?
I look at y'all. I don't really watch TV. Mm-hmm. I don't watch acting. I look at sports. I look at, like, conversational things. I look at documentary stuff.
You know, Netflix and chill. And
no Netflix.
You do watch a lot of sports because you slandered the hell out of Kevin Durant.
I had to let him have it a little bit.
What did he do for you?
Robbed me a little bit of my love for the game a little by doing that. That was just bogus.
Just by clicking up with the Warriors like that?
That's how I felt.
I saw he had to get all that security when he went there to go play and everything. They had extra security for him.
He needed security, yeah, after that.
He was killing him the other day.
Plus, I'm cool with Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually spoken to him about doing. I produce a 30 for 30. And worked on the one that I'm on. Sometimes I get with those guys and do different things. So with Westbrook, his background story is very interesting. So I met with him last season, I guess, for the first time. I like him a lot. And you know what? Kevin Durant, I don't dislike that move, though.
You called him a cupcake. You said it's hard to watch a traitor. You said Kevin Durant is looking like a real chump right now.
I had to say it like that, man. You know, in the passion of watching it, I'm doing that. Then I went and I was on some sports show and they put the tweets up. And I said, oh, man.
You knew that was going to happen.
This dude want to jack me in the jaw when he see me thinking. But no, I respect the players off the court, on the court. I'm just a fan. You know what I'm saying? So I'm able to throw a tomato of, you know, not the real deal, but, you know, I can throw tomatoes or I can applaud my favorites. And I can't really dislike Kevin Durant. That move, though.
Did Russell give you any insight to their relationship while you were doing the 30?
Nah, he would never do anything like that. Pretty quiet dude. And he got my son's birthday, right? I was like, man, I want my son to play like you.
Did it make you question your career choices? Like, damn, I should have played ball.
No, I played ball. I couldn't be the pro that those dudes are. I mean, I don't think I was going to be a pro like that. I can play. I'm probably the best actor basketball player.
Like Above the Rim, because that was your first movie.
Yeah, I don't think it's an actor. It might be. I mean, I can't name. I mean, it probably is.
You
wouldn't lose and get mad and then grab your gun and want to shoot people on the opposing team, though, right?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Did you have a relationship with Pac, like off that film? Outside of that film?
Slightly. Like, I spoke to Pac 2 weeks before he died. So I wasn't, I wouldn't say I talked to him a lot, you know, but 2 weeks before he died, like right before he got shot. And then I think he lived
7 days,
something like that. Yeah, so I spoke to him a week before he got shot.
What was that conversation about?
A fast conversation. I was out here. I think I was doing As Good As It Gets. And somebody that I knew was like, oh, man, you know what? I know Pac. And we was talking about you, this and that. Oh, yeah. Just grabbed him, called him up. Yo, put me on the phone on him because I wouldn't have called him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yo, yo, what's up, man? How's it going? Just a regular conversation. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I never had a weird conversation with Tupac. He was bright, very bright. Everybody kind of knows Tupac. That's what I learned about him from an artist. Is he left like him, you know. We kind of know. If somebody said, what's Tupac like? You know already.
That's what
we know
was.
What Tupac is like. You genuinely know. We know the Dear Mama Tupac, and we know the disrespectful Tupac as it relates to, yeah, the hit him up Tupac. So we know those characters. That's pretty much, that was Tupac. He talked to me about, like, Gandhi, Lorraine Hansberry, who was a playwright. She wrote Raising the Sun. And I was a rapper at the time, and I was pretty cocky. Like, I ain't, you know, that wasn't this Tupac. That was Tupac, only one movie in, you know what I mean? And he wasn't iconic or none of that. Mm-hmm. So the way I looked at everybody was that, you know, it's equal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just look at all the rappers the same, and in terms of, well, I feel like a rapper, so let's rap. You know, I never thought any. But then, turn of events during Above the Rim, at the end of the movie, he was shot the first time, like, and the movie wasn't done yet. At the end of Above the Rim, there's a lookalike. There's a lookalike at the end of Above the Rim.
I had to go back.
Hold on, now the end of Above the Rim is when he goes.
We're on the court.
You're on the court, and he like.
If you look at that, they're using the same shots. I hate to sort of, you know, go into the magic of the movie, but yeah, they're using a close-up of Tupac to show him show aggression on the court. At that time, he was not around anymore. He had shot that already, and then they just kept on using the same stuff for Tupac.
But he handed you the duffel bag, though.
They shot that already, but there was more to shoot, so they ended up cutting out stuff and taking stuff away and reshaping the movie, because at the end of the movie, he was shot in real life.
Wow, that's great. I gotta go back and look at that.
So when Marlon shot him, that was really him, though, at the end, right?
I'm not sure. I have to look at it to see, because when I look at it, I see it.
Right, because you were.
I see the.
You know what happened.
The, what do you call it? Lookalike. But I'm gonna tell you, the guy looks just like Tupac.
Where the hell
you
is
can,
he now?
You can. I'm wondering that myself. But yeah, I was just thinking that, like, well, where's that dude? But I just saw a little bit of the Tupac movie, maybe a few months ago.
The one that Benny Boom.
Because I know. Yeah. No. LT Hutton.
LT Hutton and Benny Boom.
Yeah, and Benny Boom together. Yeah. I saw some of that, and that guy. He looks like Tupac, but this is the other guy. He was just a spitting image of Tupac.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how that dynamic worked, though, because you also East Coast heavy. Did you have like a, look at this dude, Pac dissing all East Coast artists?
At that time, nah, it wasn't like that. Pac wasn't even dissing people.
It was early.
Yeah, that was pre-Suge Knight. That Suge Knight was the instigation of Tupac's, like, Tupac was out on bail, literally. Mm-hmm. He was only out, like, I don't know, like, 6 months before he died or something, or a year. 6 months later, Biggie died. That was pretty tragic music history, you know, and that's just bad times. But he did so much in 4 years. He was only on the scene maybe 4 years?
Seven, I think.
But when he got out of jail, cat only lived like a few more months. Did all these records. He got records now that's going to come out in a few months. And he was already just like everybody is now, tatted up. He was already here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was literally, I remember the first time I saw the Thug Life, nobody was tatted back then like that. Nobody had body tats and whole, he didn't have a sleeve, but tats all over the body. So Pac would like not have a shirt on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and I remember seeing it, I was just like, damn. It was just shocking.
Right.
Literally shocking. He was like, oh, I never seen nobody like put that shit right then. He was all into it. Like, he was all in and committed as an artist. And I think that the Suge Knight turn was kind of a bad turn for him.
I love the 90s, man. Why do you think, I like the late 80s and 90s, but why do you think these period pieces are more popular than ever now?
We need that. It's like, at this point, it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. We don't know what to do futuristically. If we have to go to, in the past, we ain't going to the 80s too much, a little bit. Cats getting the boxes, box haircuts with the lines in them, and you can rock anything aesthetically. But the energy in the 90s, like, was that like that fertile energy, you know, that you feel like you're gonna, something's gonna spawn from this, you know? That dream energy cats used to have. Before y'all, you guys are on the show, and congratulations again, being 3 years on Revolt and everything. But you guys are doing the show, that energy you had when you was with Wendy and when you were had your feet moving in the direction where you were driven, and when you, that digging you do, that's so important to keep that.
The process.
You know, yeah, the feeling of like, I'm getting up and I'm Charlemagne, you know, and Cat's gonna say something to me all every 10 feet I move. But I still gotta be the digger right now. Still gotta dig, you know, because the goal is deeper, you know, so... To have longevity like you guys have and will continue to have, I'm excited. I'm happy for y'all.
What's the best route for a kid to take? To go to school for acting or just go to L.A. and
I think it depends it? On, I depend on, like me being from Chicago, I mean, I had to go to college just, I had, if I didn't do it, I mean, I'd have been home. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't have been all right. Mm-hmm. But I think the best route is school if you're in a situation like that, because you got to move, like you need a new society. You know what I mean? You can't be in this environment anymore because it's too toxic. So you get this new environment, you're able to recreate yourself, and you create the actor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm this dude who think he could play ball with an actor in my heart who didn't do it, who stayed in Chicago and, you know, maybe got involved with the wrong thing, made some money with the wrong people in jail, and just that typical route. If it is the scholastic route where you're going to the schools, the top schools are on the East would be NYU, Rutgers, Juilliard, you audition for that. You do a 2-minute monologue. You could be 32 years old, 21 years old, whatever. You just have to have had undergrad school, right? Mm. And if you're great, you're going to get in. I mean, the margin is slim. They take like 2,000-3,000 people, and they take like 10 people out of
it. Wow.
A few thousand people. But you got to imagine, you know, some of those people got to be black. That number is going to be 100 black people they're choosing.
It's a smaller pool
for that you're being chosen from. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like Charlamagne asked, you know, if you need to be in a society, like he put himself in the right place, and it's different with acting. Like you can revolutionize the radio, and you guys have in many ways. You guys have in many ways. You guys are part of the evolution of this, the game, the Breakfast Club. You know, if I wouldn't have gone to school, like I said, I wouldn't be here, you know what I'm saying? Right. I definitely wouldn't be here if I had not gone to school. It wasn't about the schooling, but I needed that society so I can be enriched by it a little bit if need to be, or a lot.
Can they teach you to be a good actor? Like those instincts? Like—
no, but like I told you, like let's say you do have diction things, you know, because a lot of black people might be a little hard to understand, you know what I mean? We're talking like this and shit, and think everybody know what you're saying, but nobody knows what you're saying.
Although that could work in some
roles. You feel me?
It work in a role, but you still got to, even if you're doing it in a role, you got to articulate enough, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you and Makai gave Cameron some on-the-job training for Paid in Full.
Cameron is dope.
Cameron did a great job.
Cameron is great in that. Without mm-hmm. Cameron being great, that movie ain't going to be no classic.
That's true.
Cam is a dope actor. He did that work, like he researched it. He went and talked to the guy, and he did everything he could to be him. And from me and Makai, he just let us, like, lead. You know what I'm saying? So he was an active listener, like, looking at us with his eyes opening. So you didn't have to teach him. Like, that's great acting already. You're listening. Like, once you're listening, you're going to give a genuine response. So when you're looking at his eyes in the movie, you see genuine expression in his eyes and mine and Makai. That's why I Paid in Full is dope and will always be that way, because it's real in our eyes. A lot of close-ups. I mean that technically. Mm. It's a lot of close-ups. And you don't see this. Like, this is an actor right here in the microphone, and the actor's like right here, right? Actor's right here. It's me. I'm off. Now I'm gazing at the microphone empty-eyed. Like, I'm not really looking at the microphone. Or I could be really locked into the microphone. And there's this way of gazing that's not there. And a lot of time, actors do that.
That's why Makai, when he was in the car crying, that's was real. So ill. You can see it all in his scene. Eye.
Yeah, that was... Man, Makai is so dope. Makai did that. That was two takes. He did both takes the same way.
Wow.
Yeah, Cameron, let me tell you Cameron's story real quick. There's a scene in the movie where this guy drives up, and he's like, yo, what's up? It's dry out there. Your man ain't got nothing? Yeah. You see Cam walk up to him. And now, the script says He's supposed to just walk up to him, punch him, right? Cam'ron really punches him, for real. Cam'ron snatch him out the car. That's not in the script. This dude had a real busted lip. You heard? Snatch him out the car. Whole body hitting everything, every step. Slammed him on the ground, really stilling on him. I remember when the director, Charles Stone directed Paid in Full. Shout out Charles Stone. He was like, yo, what? We had the best shot today. I just got to tell you what happened. He said, Cam really punched the guy. And we kept it. We got it. He was so excited. And when you see it, that's real. That's why it's a jump cut. Because they caught one.
And the guy ran down the street.
And the guy ran down the street.
So he was really scared.
I don't know if he was really scared. That guy's acting.
He's like, I don't want to do this scene again.
Yeah, he just stayed there. Man, you know how...
You got to get in character, too, at that point.
No pun intended, he rolled with the punches.
Right. After that, you're not going to do a second take.
Yeah, ain't no second take. It's a wrap. I remember, it's great when you can get that kind of, like, that's real stuff. So Paid in Full got that kind of stuff in it, you know.
You could be mad later.
But without Cam'ron and Makai, I can't make that as genuine, mm-hmm. you know. They had the heart of Harlem in them for real. Like, Makai came to me with the script. Yo, Wood, you got to do this. I already knew Makai, right? That's how I got involved with the movie. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this. But Makai was so, yo, we got to do this. Like, that's how we got to do this. Yo, life is good. He was like, life is good. We got to do this. We got to do it. We got to put this. Yo, we got to put this down. This going to have to be put down. There's no option. Because we could make a classic. And we would have done a lot better if two things. I believe that probably Damon, you know, his as a producer on that movie, I don't think he had a good relationship with Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that relationship soured the movie in a sense where it didn't hit the screens, as many screens, it didn't get as much. Because it could be just a classic for everyone.
I was going to say, it should have won something.
Yeah, it could have won things.
It should have won something.
It could have won something. I think that Damon at that time... And I like Damon. I don't want people to think I don't like throwing anybody on. I will never throw a person under the bus. Damon, at that time, I think if he could do it differently, he would have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic because of perfect storms happen, a bunch of perfect storms. But his relationship with Harvey dulled its box office.
Sometimes you have to put your personal stuff to the side for the betterment of...
Yeah, you can't. That was old school Dame being old school Dame. Mm-hmm. But also, it came out on the street. Remember, you could go get that on the corner.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's how I believe Harvey or whoever, I believe whoever leaked it to the streets. Because Paid in Full and the R. Kelly tape was the number one on the block.
R. Kelly?
Everybody was watching R. Kelly and then putting on the Paid in Full.
Wow. What a night.
Did you see
what
a Dame? Night. Did you see Dame when he was up here on the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, that was
classic Dame.
That's classic Dame. I don't know. I like Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? I know him a little differently. I think all those guys treat me a little different, whether it's Russ Simmons or Sean Combs or Dame and stuff. They treat me just a little differently, just kind of more like an artist, mm-hmm. you know, and just they respect me in a certain way. And so I've not had any conflicts with any of the people, right. you know, but and you know and you hear things and it is what it is, though. People have to go through what they got to go through, man.
The Breaks Monday.
The Breaks Monday.
Yes,
check
we appreciate
us out.
You so much for coming through. I was like, because you know how people just bullshit you. And I was like, yo, you got to come to the Breakfast Club.
I asked her like twice today. Really, I'm like, you sure Wood Harris coming?
He really said he was going to come. And then they really hit me up like, so I'm leaving on Saturday. I was like, all right.
Of course I was going to come. I was shocked to see you. It was very nice to see you at the
Listen, it's so shocking to me that I was like, I can't believe Wood Harris knows who I am.
Come on, are you kidding? Yeah. We all know who y'all are. Everybody knows who you guys are.
And even Jamie Hector was there, who played Marlo on The Wire. And he was like, hey, I listen to y'all all the time. And I was like, wow, we really doing something.
What? You guys are killing me right now. Stop it already. Oh, y'all doing something, yeah.
For the Bricks at 9. So
and
be
you
on.
Always got
to
come back and check with us and let us know when the A&E show
Blade Runner. I got Blade Runner coming out.
Blade Runner.
With mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling and a bunch of other stuff. I'll come check y'all out, man.
Yeah, open door policy for you, Wood.
Thank you, Charlamagne.
It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Pots and pans. Coming quick, vote right a Tule. Run with that set, call me Booby.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And don't forget, Breakfast Club's annual day party goes down this Saturday.
Yes.
At the V Charlotte. We do it each and every year. This is our sixth annual day party.
Sixth annual celebrity day party.
It's always amazing. We just love to kick it with you guys. So many artists stop through. We just have a lot of fun. So if you're heading out to CIAA, make sure you hang out with us Saturday. The day party is what, from 1 to 6, 1 to 7?
It gets crazy every year.
Yes, it's 500
in
West...
In a good way.
500 West 5th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. Salute to my guy, DJ B-Lord, DJ Louis V. They'll be providing the soundtrack. My man, Chris E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, make sure you come on out. Like every year, last year, I think 50 came, Plies came, Wale.
Cardi B was there.
Wale was there one year. I don't think it was last year.
That was the year before.
Pusha T was there the first year.
Yeah, you never know who's going to show up, basically. Yeah. But we'll definitely be there.
Jesus Christ, 6 years?
Even Charlamagne's going to be there.
But Charlamagne will be there.
That's my one club appearance
year.
That's his one time he goes out per year.
One or two.
He's in and out, though.
Yeah, if you want to send some bottles to Charlamagne, this is the place to be.
I'm flying into Charlotte, and I'm flying right out after the party. That's how I roll.
Sheesh.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chris Brown.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, apparently, Karrueche has filed a restraining order against Chris Brown. Now, this information has been made public. She wrote in court filings that Chris Brown had repeatedly threatened her since December. She also said that he punched her in the stomach and pushed her down the stairs a few years ago. They said there were no events. Nobody was present at the time. We don't know what happened at that time with the police or anything. But according to a judge, they have ordered that he stay away from Karrueche after she accused him of physically abusing and threatening her. Now, here is Chris Brown's response. A couple of things happened yesterday. He was responding to that and also responding to the fact that he's not going to be fighting Soulja Boy at all now.
And make sure I don't be listening to all this bullshit, man. I don't know what the fuck they talking about. And number two, I bought it out of this Soulja Boy fight because it was a legit thing on a positive scale. All the wrong people got in the way, the middleman people got in the way, the homies, so to speak, that's right, got in the way because they want to get a piece of the pie. It's immature, first of all, first and foremost. Second of all, ain't no gonna ever hold me up. So however everything goes, this is how we rock. He gonna see me, he gonna see me.
You know the problem with Chris Brown? The problem with Chris Brown is Chris won't acknowledge to himself that he probably has a problem. Okay, if 10 years ago you put speed knots on Rihanna's forehead, then you're being accused of punching a girl in the stomach now. You can't just make a video and be like, man, F what that other side talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And plus, after you just put out a video, didn't he put out a video like a month ago saying he'd stalk a chick?
Well, we have that video right here. Here's what Chris Brown had to say about stalking an ex.
Ladies, y'all be complaining about niggas being like stalkers in love with y'all kind of crazy shit and get tired of it. Well, guess what? I'm one of them niggas. If I love you, bitch, ain't nobody gonna have you. I'm gonna make you miserable. I'm gonna chase that nigga out. I'm gonna chase your ass around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't think that kind of behavior is normal.
It was interesting that I was reading that the artist K. Cola was speaking out against Chris Brown. She used to be neighbors to Chris Brown, to Karrueche. And she said, y'all wonder why celebs get away with so much because of weirdos like you putting them on a pedestal, letting them get away with this crap. And she said that she would get into it with Chris because his loud ass used to wake up my daughter. He was rude as F, and I had known him since he was a kid. I never spoke up because I didn't feel it was my place. But hearing y'all say she's lying, I can't just sit by and watch this. And people were very upset with Karrueche about what happened. But she did file a restraining order. The reason why it's public and people know it is because she did go ahead and file a restraining order. It's not that she went to the press and said Chris Brown did this, Chris Brown did that. It's not that
Why would people think she's lying? We can't confirm it's the truth, but don't you think Chris Brown has given us more than enough evidence to think she probably could be telling the truth?
K. Cola also said, I've heard him beating her myself. I even called the police. I used to cry over that situation, hearing her screaming at the top of her lungs because I am also a victim of domestic violence. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, if that was true, she should have called the police and had him arrested, da-da-da-da-da. But it is true in a lot of domestic violence cases. And I'm not even saying for sure whether or not what happened here, but a lot of people don't call the police and don't arrest somebody. And even the police do come, if you don't press charges or say, yes, he was just hitting me, they won't arrest the person.
Well, why does she file a restraining order now?
Because he's making death threats against her, and she feels like her life is in danger.
I thought she filed it a while ago, but just recently got it.
Yeah, well, she got the judge that approved it.
Listen, that beige rage is different, man.
Well, if the police come for domestic violence, they got to bring somebody in.
No, they don't have to.
In certain states, they got to bring somebody in.
No, because I actually had a situation where my landlord called the police on somebody, and I didn't say, I wasn't the person that said it. Somebody else called. Mm. So if somebody else calls and you don't say, yes, he hit me, yes, he did this, they're not going to arrest that person. You have to say that. Mm. Unless they see something happen. But they won't do that unless, and a lot of people don't want to get somebody arrested.
Have you ever called the police on your boyfriend, have you?
Like, sometimes the police will just make the person
That's
leave.
That's me ignoring you.
They'll just make the person leave. And if you don't press charges, they won't get arrested.
You know, one time my wife had me in the headlock and I almost called the police on her.
Wow. I knew it was something. I saw it in your eyes. No, I saw it in your eyes. I saw the way you said somebody has to take somebody in when you call them. I could see it in your eyes.
One time
that you have been a victim of some abuse, sir.
And I couldn't breathe.
Now, and before we end this, I just want to say Soulja Boy also responded to Chris Brown. Here's what he said.
I'm just here to accept this dub, hand this L to Chris Brown. You know, I want to thank SODMG. I want to thank all my fans. I want to thank God. Karrueche filed a restraining order against this crazy ass nigga. She said he punched her in the stomach 2 times and threw her down some stairs. This nigga wanted to fight me over this girl, and she just put a restraining order on this nigga. He can't be 100 feet of this girl. Chris, take this L, nigga.
Okay, even though he laughed at the wrong time.
That was terrible.
I play fair. Soulja Boy got a hell of a point. I'm not gonna lie to you. He got a hell of a point. You wanted to fight Soulja Boy over Karrueche, but she got a restraining order against you. It's a hell of a point, sir.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donk to?
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heel.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Always remember, anything I say is just my perspective, mm-hmm. Okay? Just my thoughts on the situation. And always remember, something could be wrong with me. But Donkey of the Day from Wednesday, February 22nd, goes to the Sandusky Police Department in Sandusky, Ohio. Now, the police in Sandusky, Ohio, have arrested a 26-year-old care worker named Brittany Foltz. Okay, Brittany Foltz faces a charge of gross sexual imposition, and it's possible she could be facing additional charges, and I am absolutely appalled that she has been arrested and charged. Now, I am not the type to scream free anybody, because truth be told, I don't know if the person I'm screaming free earned the right to be in jail. You can be my man and I won't scream free you, because I don't know if you deserve to be in there or not. If you tell me you're innocent, cool, I'll take your word for it. I wish the best for you in your situation, but I'm not screaming free you because I wasn't there with you when the alleged crime went down. So I'm not screaming free you because I honestly don't know if you deserve to be in jail. So when you hear me say free somebody, then I absolutely positively feel like an injustice is happening, and this 26-year-old young girl, Brittany Foltz, needs to be freed. Okay, she is being railroaded by the system simply because she went above and beyond her duties as a caregiver, care worker. Let's go to Fox 8, Sandusky, for the report.
The Fox 8 I-team obtained this cell phone video showing former Commons of Providence worker Brittany Foltz inside the room of an elderly man.
I can show you new things. I can show you new things. Tell if you want.
I'm a boy.
I'm a girl. You know what that means.
What does that mean?
Sandusky police say the victim is 100 years old and has dementia. Mm-hmm. Soon after receiving the video, they started an investigation and last week arrested Foltz.
We charged the suspect with gross sexual imposition, which is a felony of the fourth degree. And the reason why we pursued that was because of the touching. We have a caretaker who's pretty much harassing a resident. She's making sexual acts towards him. She at one point touches him by grinds on his thigh area, and another point she flashes her buttocks towards him. It's disturbing to see an elderly subject being treated that way, and he has no way to defend himself because he's 100 years old and he's diagnosed with dementia.
Life is all about perspective. You mean to tell me that a 26-year-old woman got arrested for giving a 100-year-old man a lap dance? A caregiver decided to give this 100-year-old man a lap dance, a little striptease, and she gets arrested for it? This is a travesty. An injustice of epic proportions. Okay, she don't need to be arrested. She needs to be promoted. All right, she needs a Medal of Honor. That man is 100 years old. When I'm 100 years old and this is a 26-year-old woman trying to give me a lap dance, don't cry for me. Okay? Sometimes blessings come when you never expect them to.
You know, sometimes they come at 100 years old. You sitting around and you got this cute little caregiver walking around the house, and in your mind, you probably imagined her naked millions of times. In fact, the thought of that little cute care worker is probably what's keeping you going. True story. I remember one time I caught a charge for something. I don't even remember what for because I've had several, but I remember my bondsman at the time asking me to bring him a stripper because he was an old man, and he said the stripper keeps his blood flowing correctly, okay? His exact words to me was the stripper was good for his heart. All right? That 100-year-old man hasn't had that kind of action in years, and you're going to take that from him? Do you know blessings come in all different shapes and sizes? That 100-year-old man got a blessing in the form of a 26-year-old care worker who decided to give him a little lap dance, and the police call that disturbing? Can I hit a cop again? Just a cop, because maybe I'm missing something.
We charged the suspect with gross sexual imposition, which is a felony of the fourth degree. And the reason why we pursued that is because of the touching. We have a caretaker who's pretty much harassing a resident. She's making sexual acts towards him. She at one point touches him by grinds on his thigh area. And at another point, she flashes him, her buttocks towards him. Disturbing to see an elderly subject being treated that way. And he has no way to defend himself because he's 100 years old and he's diagnosed with dementia.
You need to go to WorldStar and watch the video. If you're watching Revolt TV, the three people that watch Revolt TV, you see the video. The only thing disturbing about this situation is the fact that this situation is considered disturbing. The cops sound like he hating. Okay, he sound like he upset that a 100-year-old man with dementia is still getting lap dances by pretty young tings. Okay, if that cop got a lap dance every now and then, he wouldn't be so uptight and taking his aggression out on a 26-year-old caregiver sent from God named Brittany Foltz. Okay, let me tell you something. I hope and pray that at 100 years old, I'm still getting lap dances from 26-year-old women. At 100, I would love to feel like I still got it, that I can still make a woman want to get naked. And if this woman, Brittany, decided she wanted to give this 100-year-old man a lap dance, what's the problem? She didn't hurt him. She didn't steal from him. She didn't verbally abuse him. All she did was probably get this man the best time he's had in a long time, and she's being arrested for it? What kind of world do we live in when people are being punished for good deeds? Please give the Sandusky, Ohio Police Department the biggest hee-haw.
Now, I was disturbed by it.
Why?
Because the man suffers from dementia.
He's not going to remember.
I felt bad. If that was my great-grandfather, I would be disturbed.
Why?
Because I don't want somebody touching all over him without his knowledge.
Hey, you wait till you 100. You're going to want a young 26-year-old man to touch you.
I probably won't.
Okay. All right.
He didn't look like he was having a great time.
He's 100 years old. Exactly. You never look like you're having a good time when you're 100. You permanently got bitter beer face when you're 100. You can be having the best time of your life and you'll look like a grumpy old man when you're 100 years old. You're 100, gravity setting in, your cheeks falling to the ground. You're 100.
I don't even understand why would she do that.
Because that man still got it. Drop one of Clues Bomb for that 100-year-old man who's still hot.
He might have flirted with her or something, but the sad thing is he's not going to remember it. Because he can't remember. He has memory loss.
He might have been playing the role when she was like, I'm 26. And I'm a girl. You know what that is. And he was like, what is that? He just playing dumb. You know what he's supposed to do. You know how many guys talk themselves out of vagina?
Now, what if a man did that to a woman that was laying there 100 years old, suffering from dementia, and he came in there and started flapping his thing around her
face?
Well,
that's why double
standards
exist. I didn't make these rules. Okay? Double standards exist for a reason.
I just find it disturbing.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
You can learn something from that man. And what you learn is when a girl is making the moves on you, shut the hell up. Because you usually ruin it by opening your mouth. Okay? That man played dumb like we all should do in those situations.
My goodness. All right. Ask Yee is next. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll help you out with your problems. If you're going through situations, phone lines are wide open. She will help you. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. We got Jenny from New Jersey on the line. Good morning, Jenny from New Jersey. What's your question for Yee?
Okay, I've been dating this guy for the past 2 years and 5 months. I've been living with him for 5 months. He's 10 years older than me. I'm 27, he's 37. And I have a feeling that he's been seeing other women. I know I shouldn't have, but I went through his phone and I saw like different text messages, different women pictures that he's been talking to. And every time I confront him about it, it's always, oh, it's nothing. You know, I don't have time for other women. I'm too busy. I'm working. Last night I went through his phone again.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like it just won't stop.
So let me ask you a question. You have a feeling he's cheating, or you know he's cheating because you've seen evidence that he's cheating. Have you seen him meeting up with these women, telling him that he misses them, that he can't wait to see them again? What is in these messages?
I mean, well, basically, yes, there are a part of where I'm coming to see you, we're going out to dinner, or we're going to go out to the club. You know, I haven't ate and cooked me dinner. He's meeting with these
Okay, so he is cheating on you. You don't just have a feeling.
Yes. I mean, I actually went through his phone and I saw all the text messages, different women, different pictures, naked pictures.
Because it's very interesting to me how you said you have a feeling that he's cheating on you, but you have all the evidence. So basically, you know that he's cheating on you. You keep going through his phone and finding more evidence that he's cheating on you. But for some reason, you won't just say, my boyfriend is cheating on me, and I just keep going through his phone and choosing to stay with him. Because that's basically what the scenario is. He's cheating on me. I found out. I went through his phone. He probably got mad at you for going through his phone, right? Saying that you violated his privacy. If you look for something, you're going to find it. That's the line that people love to use.
When you, that's true.
Right? That's true. And your decision now, because my whole thing is this. If you're going to stay with somebody and you know that they're cheating on you, then why do you keep looking for more evidence that they're cheating on you? You already know what you know. Now you have made the conscious decision to yourself, I know he's cheating on me, but I just want to stay and make both our lives living hell. What is it that you want him to do? You want him to admit to you, yes, I've been cheating and sleeping with these other... You want him to just say it. Even though you know it, you want to hear him say it, and he's not going to say it.
He's not.
So now it's up to you. Like, stop saying that I have a feeling. I know he's cheating. I've seen the evidence. And now it's up to me to decide, what do I want to do to move forward? Am I going to stay with him? If I'm going to stay with him knowing that he's cheating on me, I should stop going through his stuff, because what's the point? I'm not going anywhere. Or I went through his stuff, found out what I found out, and now I have to take action. Are you going to take action?
I think that's exactly what I have to do.
You think or you know?
No, I know that that's exactly what I have to do.
Okay. What is that action going to be?
Well, I'm going to just have to make a decision and, you know, to just get up and leave.
Right, because I don't understand why you would put yourself through this torture just to stay.
True. I mean, I've tried everything. I've been the best woman that I could. I've cooked. Even he is 10 years older than me. I just turned 27, and it's like everything that I do is like...
Well,
oh,
you cannot
blame
yourself because he's not mature enough to be in a monogamous relationship and to be honest with you. That's not your fault.
True.
Okay, you're only 27 years old. Trust me, you deserve better than that. You'll be fine.
Your box trash, Ma.
Oh, stop it. That's not nice.
Keep fine, Salome. I still love you, though.
I love you too, but I just think, and you probably.
And that's
a nice
what your
person.
Problem is. You love the abuse.
I know a lot of a lot of nice women with trash box, but
oh, stop it.
I don't have a trash box. I know that for a fact.
Don't cry. You better not cry.
You're still a good person, though. I'm sure.
And FYI, it's okay to cry.
No,
it's okay to cry when you're upset.
Hold them tears.
There's nothing wrong with that. You cry and you get over it.
The thing that needs to be crying is your vagina. Your vagina needs to get a little wetter, Ma. That's what the tears need. That's what the tears need to be, clearly. All right?
Have a good morning, Mama.
Save some of that moisture for your vagina, baby. God bless you. That ain't mean. Y'all got to stop thinking that.
We have to stop thinking that if a man cheats on us, it's our fault. Maybe y'all have some issues.
I didn't say it was her fault. I just said her box was
You were telling her a box is trash. That makes it her fault.
Hey, man, no.
That's
I just
like
said
saying
box
if you
trash.
Ever cheated, that means that your woman's box was trash.
Nope.
Exactly.
Nope.
All right, let's move on. Let's see what else we want to talk
in
to.
In this situation, I think her box was trash. Just the way she described it. The way she broke,
can't even describe
the way
box.
She, the way she broke that situation down, it's like, eh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ask Ye 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye 800-585-1051. What line, Ye?
8.
Hello. Who's this?
I'm gonna remain anonymous. I'm not too many people that listen to the show.
Okay, anonymous.
Okay, anonymous. What's your question for Yeezy?
So basically, me and my husband have not been having as much sex, and it's more on his end.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to approach him about this, but I just really don't know how. I've never really had to before.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, we've been together since 2009. We've been married since 2011.
Okay. And how often are y'all having sex?
Gosh, it's probably like
like once or twice a week, and we used to do it like multiple times, like every day.
Mm-hmm. Has there anything been happening in his life that would affect him, like mentally? Did he gain weight? Did he lose a job? Is he stressed out?
I could probably say it might be work and stress. He is an active duty member, and they work long hours and stuff like that. So a lot of times he'll come home, and he's just tired. Like he just eats there, and that's it. And
okay.
I think what the issue is, we dated in high school back in 2009. So when we were kids, you know, we were like
having sex all the time.
Right. So that's the thing too. Like we both kind of grown up together. So I mean, I'm not gonna expect for it to be the same, but. I mean, lately I've been kind of disappointed because, like, I'll want to, and he's just so tired. I try to be understanding of that because, you know, I'm a full-time student. I don't work. I take.
So you feel like maybe you guys' sex drives just aren't in sync with each other, basically?
No.
And it didn't used to be like this. So did this really just happen when he started having a lot longer hours and just being more tired?
I guess so, but it's like, you know, even when he first started in the military, like, we were still kind of consistent. Granted, he was gone a lot, so maybe it was because whenever he got home, it was, like, a honeymoon period, so it was, like, he was always all over me, you know what I mean?
And then now he's just comfortable, relaxed, you guys have fallen into the routine, but you are still having sex, because there's people that haven't had sex in months that I know who are married to each other. you don't ever want to get like that.
Yeah.
You don't ever want
to... Right.
Now, yeah, are you initiating sex?
Yes, like, I try to seduce him. Like, a lot of times I'll send, like, our baby to, you know, like, her godmom for the weekend so that we can have time by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes, like, he just really don't get it or he just really that tired.
Right. So I'm going to say a couple of things here. Okay. So when I was younger, I dated this guy, and there was a period of time when he was, like, saving up money to get a car, so he was working, like, double overtime shifts, and he was always tired. And right. I was still working my regular job, so we used to have sex a lot, but then during that period of time when he was always tired, he never really wanted to have sex, but I was always, like, kind of up and awake and like, all right, this is whack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it could legitimately be, like, for this period of time that he is tired, and you can respect that. If he's still having sex with you a couple of times a week. The other thing is that sometimes guys feel like when they have sex with you, it has to be an all-out production. That's why sometimes I feel like they'd rather masturbate, have an orgasm quickly, and then be done with it. So
right.
Sometimes they feel like it's too much of a production, and if you let them know, I just want to get a quick quickie in before you go to bed, that might take a lot of pressure off of him also.
Yeah, and then it's like, this is kind of embarrassing, but like, he found like my vibrator.
Uh-oh.
And he was like kind of offended by
right.
it. And don't get me wrong, like when we do have sex, it's
great.
It's great. Oh yeah, it's great.
It's
but
just not enough for you.
It's not enough. And so he found like my vibrator one time when I had him go look for something in the headstand.
You wanted him to see it.
And I did not. usually it's packed away, but I had used it the day before.
Well,
and
listen, anonymous,
like,
let me just tell you.
And I'm like,
I think that.
Well, at least I'm not cheating with another guy. Like,
right. He feels like he's not doing enough for you. I just want to say a couple of things here. Number one, you can get the party started before he even gets home. You should send him some nice, fun, sexy text messages. Sometimes when you guys aren't in sync with each other and you complain a lot, it makes him less interested.
Okay.
All right. So what you can do is start getting him in the mood before he even comes home. And then sometimes it don't got to be a big projection. Sometimes you just have a quickie and let him go to bed. Sometimes you just say, you know what? Let me just take care of you. Because I know you had a long, hard day, and just cater to that. And hopefully it'll make things get better.
Okay. I can try that.
Yeah. I think
I'm
just
thoughtful about it tonight.
Just try that. But, you know, just make sure you do the things that you used to do, too.
I mean, that's the thing, though. I do all that and more.
Send those text messages like, I can't wait till you get home, you know, all of that. I'm going to do this and that to you. And really do it. And really sometimes don't be a selfish person. Maybe you just take care of him and cater to him. And sometimes you start doing that and you get to jump right into it.
Okay. I'm going to try that.
All right. But at least you're still having sex. Trust me, I got some friends whose boyfriends aren't having sex with them at all. Husbands and everything.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but he's cheating on her.
No, he's not.
He's absolutely cheating.
He's working long hours.
Listen, double shift.
How long you been with your woman, Envy?
Over 20 years.
I've been on mine 18, okay?
No, I love having sex all the time. I like getting it popping.
Yeah, but everybody.
Do you still like getting it popping, Mr. Five Kids?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Everybody doesn't have the same situation. I'm sure there's times, Envy, that you go home and you're tired. You've been working all day and you just don't feel like
having
sex.
Ladies, believe that BS if you want to. Every now and then, yeah, a man may be too tired, but men ain't too tired for no poom poom.
That's
sorry.
Not true.
That man is cheating on that
every
woman.
Every once in a while, you get tired.
Every blue moon.
But then when your wife get naked,
It's on. I don't care how tired you are.
Everybody's not always in sync sexually.
Man.
They're still having sex once or twice a week.
I'm telling you from a man perspective, a man cheating on
He might be tired, man. He might be stressed. I ain't going to say that. Yeah. But all right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call at any time. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we'll talk about Jay-Z and what he's got going on. He's got some new things popping. Also, Mike Epps. NBA All-Star Weekend, what did he just do? Some guy's whole face is toe up.
Damn, all right. All that and more, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That's Bryson Tiller Exchange.
So tired of that record.
Did we just play that?
I said, I seem like we just played it 20 minutes ago. Why are we still playing that record?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to see the research on that record. I know I'm not a program director or music director, but somebody got to prove to me that that record is still
It must be doing good.
Moving.
It must be doing great.
Or maybe somebody just forgot about it. They just pressed the automated log. I'm sorry, it's inside baseball. I'm sorry.
Now, did you donate money to the foundation for the University of the West Indies?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But you asked me a question. I haven't. I haven't looked at it yet.
I am, though. I will, too.
Sponsors,
I just haven't yet. You said I have until Thursday.
Yeah, the event I'm hosting.
Well,
tomorrow.
I'll do it before
that's
Thursday.
That's tomorrow, by the way.
I know.
I'm going to donate money for a student in Anguilla. Drop
okay,
on a cruise bomb
nice.
For Anguilla, damn it.
And I'm going to do Dominica.
Because that's where you're from.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
But you're from there, but you
I
don't know how to
the
pronounce
DR.
It.
It's not the DR.
No, that's Dominican Republic. It's not the same thing. One is
it's
in the
not?
West Indies. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, my dad's from there, so I'm going to donate money there.
So you are Spanish.
That's not Spanish. That's West Indian, man.
Oh.
I think we own some land out there. I wonder.
You think?
My dad said we own some land.
I hope you guys are paying taxes on it, because if not, you don't own it anymore.
Well, we're going to go out there and check it out. We might own some land or something, put a hotel there or something.
You know, my grandfather used to live there for a little while.
Where?
Where your grandfather's from.
Where's that?
Dominicana.
It's not Dominicana.
You just said that.
No, I didn't. You said that.
What'd you say?
Dominica.
Dominica, same difference, man.
No, it's not.
Christ.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk future.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Future has another album coming out this Friday. It's called Hendrix.
Why? He just released the album last week.
So the rumors of that Rocco thing must be true. Didn't they say Rocco's getting all his royalties for the next two albums?
I guess there was a lawsuit. We don't know if it's true or not, though.
Mm-hmm.
We just know
like
that was the rumor that was put out there, and we don't know for sure what's going on with that situation.
Yeah, just put out an album Friday, and now you put out another album this Friday. That sounds like it could be true.
You just want to fill us an obligation.
Future also tagged Rihanna and The Weeknd when he made that announcement on Instagram, so possibly they're on the album, too. It's the album he always wanted to make. All right, now he also went on Instagram. And actually, just an hour ago on Twitter, he said, "Told you I got a fully loaded clip. Thought I was bluffing. If you purchase Future, you will understand Hendrix." Okay, then he went on Instagram yesterday and said, "Who told you you couldn't be exactly who you wanted to be? They lied. They wasn't bold. They didn't have the ambition. They didn't have the courage. They was misled. They didn't believe in themselves when no one else would. They cared about what other people thought of them. They gave up not knowing God wouldn't give you more than you could handle. They didn't sow seeds. They didn't have the passion. They didn't have the drive. They didn't tell you all of their flaws because they was scared of not being accepted by their peers. They said I can't. I tried. I need help, but not me."
I will say it don't sound like a rush job, though, because if you put out an album on one Friday called Future and you drop another one a week later called Hendrix, it sounds like you had a plan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like a plan. So it's a fully loaded clip, he said. All right, Jay-Z is planning to start a venture capital fund.
Drop on the clues bomb for Hov, damn it.
He's going to do his own firm, and he's going to team up with Roc Nation co-founder Jay Brown. So what they want to do is focus on seed investments in young startups. So they're going to get some help from Sherpa Capital that was created by some of Uber's other early investors, because Jay-Z was an early investor in Uber as well. So some other things that Jay-Z and Roc Nation have invested in the past, Stance, Uber,
Stance,
Vidi, Supernova, it's Instagram for video app. BlackJet, Jet Smarter,
yep.
Yeah, just a few different things that they've invested in, and they've all done pretty well. So they've made some promising startup investments, and now they want to keep on doing that for young companies.
Flex that black privilege, Hov.
That's
Why
dope.
Not?
That's dope.
Yeah, that's a great idea. If you got it, let's go.
Damn right.
All right, now Nick Cannon has some issues. He's actually going to be suing the National Enquirer. He says there is a false article that the Enquirer is preparing to run. He's threatening a slander and defamation lawsuit. He put up an image on text. He said, more lies. So the Enquirer wants to play around with my children. Only evil operates in this manner. What is the purpose except to exemplify pure and moral wickedness? So he said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I guess the National Enquirer is trying to do a story about Nick Cannon having a nervous breakdown, his erratic behavior, and Mariah Carey has little choice but to petition for custody of their kids.
When did Nick Cannon have a nervous breakdown?
No.
And just because a man puts on a turban and dashiki don't mean that he's having erratic behavior. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah, listen, but he's going to sue if they put this article out, so maybe it's not going to happen. I guess he got the heads up that that article was going to happen. Now, we were talking about this Tuesday night. Allegedly, there were rumors that the Migos ran up on Sean Kingston. There was a gunshot fired. Well, we do have more information. This happened in Vegas at the Agenda Trade Show. Sean Kingston and the Migos at first were friendly with each other. Then there was a heated exchange, and they said that the Migos actually followed Sean Kingston to the parking lot after they had gotten into a fight, and one of Sean Kingston's friends had to shoot up in the air to get the altercation to end.
I don't believe none of this story.
Why?
Because there's no video.
Oh. Well, Young Thug predicted all of this happening, and he predicted this back in December.
Hey, man, PSA, that shit with Soulja Boy and Quavo and Migos, let that shit be with them. Sean Kingston, relax, because we ain't going to do too much playing, man, so relax. Stay out of that. And I ain't going to tell you number one time.
All right, Miss Cleo.
How do you know that?
Predicting the future.
You know it.
First of all, I don't believe this situation happened because that Agenda Trade Show is full of so many different people.
So many
cameras.
I'm
sure it was people following them to their cars, like, and nobody got that jumping on video. The Migos jumping Sean Kingston.
We don't know that that's not on video. Who knows?
We haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
We don't know.
We haven't seen it yet.
Who would hold on to that gold?
Somebody trying to make some money.
Yeah, somebody trying to make some money.
Negotiate a deal.
No.
All right, the WNBA. One prominent retired WNBA player, Candace Wiggins, she was number 3 pick in the 2008 WNBA draft, is saying that part of her reason that she retired is because of her mental state. She said it was depressing state in the WNBA. It's not watched. Our value is diminished. It was toxic. She said, me being heterosexual and straight and being vocal in my identity as a straight woman was huge. I would say 98% of the women in the WNBA are gay women.
98%?
Yeah, she said people were deliberately trying to hurt her all the time. She said, I've never been called the B word so many times in my life than I was in my rookie season. I'd never been thrown to the ground so much.
Damn.
The message was, we want you to know we don't like you. Yes, Charlamagne.
No, I threw you to the ground because I like you.
I knew you were going to say something.
That's why I threw you to the ground.
She also said that you get compared so much to men that you mirror the men. She said so many people think you have to look like a man, play like a man to get respect. I was the opposite. I was proud to be a woman, and it didn't fit well in that culture.
Well, I can't. You know, you can't co-sign that number 98%, but you can probably say the majority.
A lot.
And a lot of the WNBA players do look like men.
But why don't anybody watch the WNBA?
Because ain't nobody dunking. That's all it really boils down to. Why nobody's dunking? We need some people jumping out the gym.
Now, people are not as... It's more three-pointers now. Yeah, everybody's shooting threes.
No. You know why Brittany Griner was so intriguing? Because she could dunk. Brittany Flock of Flame. Two-hand slams, all kind of stuff. That's what I want to see. Give me some dunking. All right?
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor reports.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
Are there any good, satire pornos about the WNBA? Got to be some good lesbian porn about the WNBA, right? Let me Google.
Oh, my goodness. Revolt, peace. All right, everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Ooh. Get your request. What?
No.
What did you look up?
He got some heat.
What did you look up?
Google lesbian porn WNBA.
What did you find? Tell us what you found.
No.
All right.
Why'd you say no?
I keep this to myself for now.
The People's Choice Mix is up next. Hit us up with your request.